Next, Dr. Tulsi will speak about what shape should the alumni department interaction take.
Good afternoon, everyone. And I think, I would like to speak about where are we today with respect to department alumni interaction, and where do we want to be, and what do we want to do. I mean, some thoughts I would share, and this is actually some topic that cannot be answered by me alone. It's a collective effort, all of us and all the stakeholders, and the stakeholders here being the students of the department, the alumni, the faculty, and of course the staff of the department. So where are we today? Although many times we heard today that this is the first formal alumni department meeting, but this is only the formal meeting. We have had several interactions of the alumni with the department, although in a smaller groups and contacting in the department whomever they work with or whomever they know. I think Girija probably is the one single person that many of the alumni reach out to. So we have these islands of interactions, and now we are trying to make these drops come and coalesce together and form a bigger drop, so that this bigger drop has a bigger impact and probably to answer some of the questions that we as a department have to answer. So that is what I think where we are today. And where do we want to be? I think Guru is actually going to answer that. But what I want to say is, this has to be some collective vision that we are going to have, and we all have to agree on this collective vision, our shared vision as some people call it. And we need to make each of us need to commit ourselves to make this vision happen. And as Sandeep asked us, it has to be in short term, and it has to be smart according to Guru. And what can we do? Some of the ideas that I collected from our friends here is that we already have a CEA symposium that happens every year, the department does. And this symposium can be sponsored by alumni, so that we give out a best alumni award to the best master student and best PhD student. That is something which is still within our reach, and the decision can be made by the faculty, the alumni, and whatever this group thinks is the right group that can make the decision. Other idea that we heard is how the alumni having worked in the corporate world, especially the industry people who have worked in the industry, have a very good understanding of what brand can do for their industries. So can we utilize this alumni to do a branding for the department? For example, we do a lot of corporate videos, and we kind of probably the victims of these things. But then there is also some value that these corporates see, because they put in a lot of money into making this branding, right? So we can probably help, and together we can create a brand for the department, like for example creating a video. And when I come to creating a video, the first thing that I think in these days is required is a web page. The department web page, which is updated with the alumni database. And we already have given forms to collect the information that we can use to create this database. This is something I believe is achievable. And then what can we do? How do we actually make this interaction continue? At least quarterly in the next 3 years we need to meet. And it can be met by some core group, and whoever else has to be definitely be informed, and we can always get their ideas online. We don't have to have everyone physically present here. And this quarterly meeting, what can we do? I try to again use the stakeholder point here. The stakeholders here are the faculty, the students, and the alumni. Alumni has again two types of alumni, or three types actually. Alumni who had gone to industry and who was working in the chemical industry, alumni who had gone to the software industry. And then there is alumni who had become faculties at IITs. Okay. This probably the faculty at the IITs or the other institutions can be addressed through the outreach that Narendra talked about, the scientific community. But now we are coming to the groups that is alumni in the industry, which is chemical and non-chemical alumni. So in these quarterly meetings, each alumni who is in a reasonably, in a position where he can see his industry very clearly, can give a overview about their particular industry. And this could probably be very helpful for the students, as well as could act as a cross-pollination of ideas for the faculty. And faculty could give us a continuum education. In the sense, we can't really understand if we get into a lot of details, because a lot of us are not doing this day in and day out. So what we probably want is a good technical overview of a field, be it nanotechnology, be it molecular dynamics simulation, or be it some other topic. Okay. This immensely benefits alumni who are still working in the technical areas or who are in the position who needs to have some good grasp over these advanced technical areas. Then there are alumni here who in the industry, in the chemical industry, who have done projects, actually the engineering projects. For example, Prasad is setting up plants in India for the gas plants with 15 years of experience doing the same thing. And these people can be utilized for the process engineering experience that some of the department's students needs to have. So this is one thing that we can achieve through this quarterly meeting. If we make really put our minds through these quarterly meetings or the annual events and make one or two of them, each of them addressing the specific stakeholders' need, then I think we can sustain it in a longer term. And then we can have a department brochure that features the alumni. In a sense, like what we are talking about, attracting the bright students. I think in a way, alumni are the ambassadors from the department to the outside world. So if we have enough alumni who are successful, and we can help each other success, so then we as a department can grow longer, can reach much longer, higher vision. And I would request our guru to share whatever I missed and his vision for the department.
Thank you, Tulsi. Now Guru Raj will continue.